thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and just to kind of recap what we talked about yesterday, we talked about why budgeting and finances are really important in a relationship, and how it's important to kind of get on top of it, if you can, right away in your relationship. But even if you have to kind of start fresh, that it can just really transform and change your relationship in your home. So we're going to continue giving those points about what you can do to get on top of finances, stay on top of finances, and manage them within your relationship. So these tips are coming from Elder Marvin J. Ashton, and they're coming from a talk that he gave in 1975 during General Conference about finances. And even though, again, that this is a kind of an older talk, the points are really timeless and that they work just as well today. So the first one we're going to talk about today is using a budget. And even if you are not hurting financially, even if you're in a good place with your finances, a budget is a really great thing to have regardless of your means, because it helps you figure out exactly where your money's going. And also maybe if you could be using it a little bit differently. So a budget is a really great thing to kind of just set as a family. And also it can be used as a tool to teach your children. The next one actually goes along right with that. It's teach family members early the importance of working and earning. Do you just kind of give in to that, let's give our children what they want? We want to provide a good life for our children, and we want them to have nice things and maybe things that we didn't have as children. But, God, it's so important to teach them to make money decisions and learn their capacities with money and comprehend what it's like to work for a dollar and how to spend that dollar wisely. Going along with that, teach each family member to contribute to the total family welfare. That can be a hard one too, because are your children responsible for your income? Absolutely not. But maybe you want to go on a vacation and you can help your children contribute to the vacation fund. Or maybe you want to have a fun family night and there's a way that you can all work together on a project to earn, so to speak, money to have that fun experience. So there are ways to teach children to contribute to your family welfare. Next, make education a continuing process. I just don't think you can ever go wrong with education and continuing education. Also, work toward home ownership. If you're in a situation to afford a home, make that a goal and talk about it as a family, how you can work toward that goal of owning your own home and investing in a property. Also, appropriately involve yourself in an insurance program. That's an interesting one to think about. And I can't say I'm an expert on insurance, but I do think that I've had friends that have not had health insurance, and that it financially, if there's something that they run into, it is shocking what they have to pay out of pocket. So really try to look into insurance and make that a priority. Also, understand the influence of external forces on family finances and investments. There are a lot of things that are out of our control, but we want to try and keep that sphere of control on our finances as much as possible. Also, appropriately involve yourself in food storage and emergency preparedness. Now, this is one that can be hard, especially if you don't have a lot of extra finances. But our producer, Alyssa, says that she's working on this actually right now with her husband. And they've created a spreadsheet with foods that they want to include in their food storage and a quantity that would last them about 6 months. And they plan on doing a big shopping trip and saving up and doing a big shopping trip to get started on building it up. But they've also created a list of items to put in grab bags in case they have to leave their home really abruptly. Smaller things, some of them they already have on hand, like flashlights, duct tape, batteries, protein bars, copies of important documents, etc. Things that don't necessarily cost a lot of money, but then you can set aside and prepare with what you may already have in your home. So we're starting a new series here on Mormon Channel called Self-Reliance Saturdays. So be sure to look out for motivating and catchy self-reliance content coming very soon. Well, these points, of course, are just suggestions, and they're not intended to be all-inclusive. But rather, we hope that this has been a topic that maybe you're ready to bring to the surface and talk about with your family, and maybe just a good reminder to kick off the new year and get you guys on the right step when it comes to family finances. Well, Dave Ramsey said, "You must gain control over your money, or the lack of it will forever control you." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.